our time. It's our time down here.
Or apparently not. Last week, Tammy was so excited. It's one of her favorite movies, after all. We were talking about the sequel to The Goonies. Everybody was down. The entire cast was signed up. Steven Spielberg, of all people, was going to direct it. I think the last time he just produced it, so he was going to direct it. This is a big story. Turns out, it was all garbage.
I know. So some of the original Goonies cast members have said, no, it's not true. Corey Feldman said, everyone is asking. I can officially tell you 100% no. We have no info that there's a sequel in the works. Also, actor Martha Plimpton said, people, there's no Goonies 2. There's no script. No one is attached. And Spielberg is not directing. But Sean Astin put out a statement saying, it's our time. Come on, Steven. I want a Goonies too.
More importantly, why was this able to happen? I mean, complete nonsense.
Well, it came from a British tabloid, and people latched onto it and thought it was true.
I latched onto it. I was super excited about it. That's one of those movies that, no matter how old you are, for the most part, everyone knows The Goonies. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just one of those movies that holds up. It's super fun. It's The Goonies.
It's quotable. You know a movie's great when you can quote things from right?
I can't tell you how bummed I am by this. And I feel dumb and I feel duped. Oh. I really do. You know what? I was wondering last week. I'm like, you know what? Spielberg's going to direct it because he didn't direct the first one. I know he produced it. So that, for one second, I was thinking, oh, that's really cool. That's very rare that he would come back and direct a sequel.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out it was all garbage, and I totally fell for it. And I'm sorry, Tammy. I sullied your College of Hollywood knowledge. Usually it's all facts. You know me. You know me.
I feel like Data Now in the movie Goonies. No! $50 bill! No. And he was so mad when they weren't real, and he just didn't want to accept it. I feel exactly the same.
So, everybody our age, all of our generation, I'm sorry to give you bad news this morning. Yeah. We're sorry. There's no Goonies 2 sequel. We have all been lied to. Mm-hmm. And I call the cast is like, people please. No, don't you understand how important this is to us? This was a big deal.
Alright. John Party is going to be in town this Saturday, and he is going to join us tomorrow on John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
So great to be at Boots in the Park or anywhere where we get to meet you, and especially when you are a new KSON listener.
I know, and finding out how you found KSON is always intriguing to me. What is your name and what part of San Diego are you from?
Kathy, and I'm 5 blocks up the road, Little Italy. I never listened to country music until 2 years ago. I put on KSON on the way to the dentist, and I have not stopped listening ever since.
Oh, high five! Yeah, awesome!
Who's your favorite artist right now?
Luke Combs. I flew to Tampa to see him because he didn't come here, and then I drove to L.A. 4 hours in traffic to L.A.
Oh, my God.
I adore Luke Combs. I'm obsessed.
All right, so you need to get to KSON.com to sign up to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach.
Exactly. We were just talking about that.
Every weekday, 8:05, okay. We call names, okay?
All right, I'll be doing it.
Be listening for it, okay?
Definitely.
It's still so odd to me that someone will just consciously say, you know what? I think I'm going to try something new today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when it comes to what you listen to, I mean, when's the last time you completely just said, let's just try this for the first time ever? I can't remember the last time I did it.
Well, and I should have asked her this. Was it a song that was on that caught her attention? Because that's how I have found something new. I hear a song, I'm like, what is that? And so it makes me listen longer and try to figure it out.
And the fact that Kathy now is not only so into the station, but so into specific artists like Luke Combs, mm-hmm. the fact that she dealt with 4 hours of traffic to go to L.A. to see him. Can someone please explain to me why there needs to be 4 hours of traffic to get to L.A.? Okay. It's ridiculous.
John,
I don't understand.
That'll take all day.
My sister Gina, I equate this to my sister Gina. My sister Gina never really cared much about football. And then we started this family fantasy football league.
Mm-hmm.
And she became a maniac about it because she's a maniac about everything. And I say that with love and respect. And here's an example of why. She decided that she thought Travis Kelce was cute. This is before Taylor Swift.
Right.
She thought this guy's cute. And she fell in love with Pat Mahomes when she had him on her fantasy team the first year. She is now the biggest Kansas City Chiefs fan I've ever met in my life. You would have thought she was born and raised in Kansas City Chiefs land. She drove with her girlfriends to see the game yesterday in Kansas City. She lives in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Not a quick drive.
No.
Drives to Kansas City, Missouri to see the Chiefs play. This is the third time she's done this.
Well, and John, it also is probably the camaraderie with her girlfriends when they go on these road trips too and are doing this together.
Yeah, but they can do that at the wine bar down the street
from
her house.
It's not the same as being at a game. Come on.
There you go. We welcome everybody new. And if you want to spread the word about what you're just learning, if you're just brand new to KSON, let your friends know, man. KSON.com, 103.7 on your dial. Or, of course, you can also download the app. It's Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y. We spell it because it's a made-up word, but here's what's not made up. It's free. You don't have to pay anything for it, and you can listen to us anywhere you go. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
I think Dustin Lynch's set at Boots in the Park Saturday night was the first time I witnessed an artist handing out shots to people. Tequila. It was insane. It was a party.
I'll tell you right now, I was there with my friend Brian, who has been to many Crash My Playa concerts, the big show that Luke Bryan puts on every year in Playa de Carmen. And Dustin Lynch is now a mainstay.
Yes.
In fact, I think he's called the mayor of Crash My Playa.
Uh-huh.
He was not surprised at all. Apparently, that's pretty much par for the course of a Dustin Lynch show when you're hanging out with him in Mexico,
well,
at least.
I would expect that there, right? I mean, that kind of atmosphere. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. And so many new listeners coming to country right now, and that is something that Dustin discussed with us before the show.
With the success of Morgan Worldwide and Luke Combs, and then the album that Hardy made that was ripping and rocking, it's really opened to a lot of these I hate country, I'm a rock fan, I'm a rap fan. It's opened the genre up to, and now Jelly, it's opened the genre up to some guys and girls that probably had always written country music off as a whole, and dipped their toe in it. They go, maybe I like this. Oh, maybe I like that.
He's basically describing me. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about country until I started working with you. In fact, when I got the call, I was working at a rock station in a small town in Wisconsin, and it was a very vague call from a person that said, I want you to call this guy at this station in Madison. And I looked at every station in Madison before I went to the country station, because I'm like, there's no way a country station wants me to work for them. And I was blown away.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to make a living saying, I hate country. Country's dumb. I don't know why country, but goat roping. We call it goat roping. Music, yeah. Tammy. And
so disrespectful.
It's completely disrespectful. And I look at that.
I mean,
as
it couldn't be horses or cattle,
no,
like real cowboys,
no,
do, you know. No, it had to take it down a notch.
I'm admitting my ignorance. Okay.
Yes,
I don't need you to rub my face in it.
I get
it already.
I haven't heard that expression for so long.
I'm admitting my ignorance, and I was wrong. And I'm so happy I was wrong, because frankly, I was doing nothing in my career before I started working in country, and it's been so good to me, and the people are so great, and I've made such great friends, whether they're on stage or whether they're watching someone on stage.
Sure.
I love this aspect of my life now. So, yes, I'm welcome. The door is always open for new people. 833-287-1037. By the way, we've got a family four-pack of Legoland tickets for you. Their Brick or Treat Halloween Spectacular Celebration is on, and you can be there with your family just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. If you're better than Tam, you're going to get $100, too, but either way, you're going to take your family to Legoland, and it's on us. 833-287-1037. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge is coming up. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. We love love on this show. We've said it many times, and yesterday was a perfect example of love at the American Legion Hall in Escondido.
We have the honor of being a part of a renewal of vows between Stephanie and Travis. Stephanie won this back in February when we did reception for a reception.
I want to step in, first of all, and commend you, Tammy. Tammy was the officiator. You did a fabulous job. I know you wrote it yourself. There was no script that was provided for you.
No.
And you killed it. I was so impressed with you. I got to welcome the bride and groom by playing harmonica. Mm-hmm. And the writer and singer of She's Somebody's Daughter. I should say the number one song, She's Somebody's Daughter, a.k.a. Drew Baldridge, happened to just drop by and perform. So you never know who you're going to hang out and just run into. What's up, Drew Baldridge?
How's it going?
Now, how many wedding receptions have you played since you've just done this whole grassroots part of your career?
Man.
That basically
has worked. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's just been crazy. You know, we've done so many of these weddings, handful of surprises, which is always fun. You know, you people message you and like, hey, if you happen to be in town, then we just stop in if we're traveling through. And man, anytime you can be a part of somebody's special day, and obviously, you know, our song, She's Somebody's Daughter, has just been a, you know, a lot of father-daughter dances over the last couple of years. And you know, we have another song called Can She Have This Dance? And that's a mother-son kind of song. And
which we need more of, by the way. I've had a lot of people ask me for that one, and I'm like, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
There hasn't been many.
There hasn't. And when me and my wife got married, these are the songs that I wrote so she could dance to it with her dad, and I could dance to it with my mom. And so we've done a lot of weddings. I've had people message like, we're using all your songs at our wedding. And I got to surprise somebody in Salt Lake City area one time, and they were using all our songs, and we flew up.
All right.
And so we're really excited to be here tonight. You know, She's Somebody's Daughter, just going number one a couple weeks ago, and just can't believe that that's really happened. You know, the journey of us to get here has been kind of crazy, kind of different.
And not just number one in the U.S., but I just saw you're number one in U.K. too.
Crazy. Yeah, they posted the other, I guess this morning, two week number one in the U.K., and then number one on CMT. And, you know, this has been such a journey for me. This is a song that's been out for a while, and you know, I just wrote it for my wife. I'd lost my record deal. Didn't know if I was ever going to be able to do this again. And just created my own record company and sent this song to country radio by myself on a prayer and a hope that radio would receive it and that listeners would love it. And never dreamed it would go all the way to number one like this.
How instrumental was your wife in supporting you after you lost your record deal? I'm asking that for a reason.
Yeah, man. I mean, she was a big, big part of it. You know, I'm thinking what... You know, when I lost my record deal, we weren't even married yet. You know, I was about to propose to her, and I don't know why she still wanted to marry a broke musician, you know. But she did, you know, and she believed in me when nobody else did. And when I come to her and I say, hey, I'm going to try to start this record label, and we have a son that's not even a year old at this time, and, you know, I'm going to say, hey, I'm reinvesting all this money that we're, you know, just started making off our music. And she's like, I believe in you.
So I asked because my former wife, who I'm very close with to this day, when I was a young broadcasters starting out, I was taken off mornings and moved to afternoons, and I was talking to my boss on the phone with my then wife listening to me, and I was like, don't you think I'm funny? Why are you doing this? And blah 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 blah. I don't even remember, but I remember this. I got off the phone and she was crying, and I said, why are you crying? I was kind of mad, like, why are you crying, you know? And she's like, because I've never heard you doubt yourself before.
Aww.
And it gave me the incentive I needed to be where I am now. Yeah. Because of the support of someone who's your partner. So
yeah, sometimes, you know, you got to believe in yourself, but you just need whoever your spouse is or your partner, they got to believe in you too. Right. You know, we've been touring a lot, and so she's just been home a lot by herself with our son. And like, you know, 10 minutes ago she called me. She goes, I'm just going to vent. This is what's going on. He's not sleeping. I'm exhausted. I need you home.
That's kind of the story too with who we're renewing the vows with today too. They took a chance. They had each other's backs. They just knew it, and they're just going to work it. And that's exactly why we're here, to have them state that again in front of their family and friends who didn't get to be a part of their first wedding.
How about a beer?
Man, let's go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Thanks for being here, pal.
Hey, thanks for having
me. We're super happy for you.
Here is Drew Baldridge now. She's Somebody's Daughter, John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy, college of Hollywood knowledge. It's Tammy, college of Hollywood knowledge. You got pop culture questions in there. You gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy, college of Hollywood knowledge.
Let's go out to Chula Vista. Say good morning to Lacey. Good morning, Lacey.
Good morning.
Oh, look how bright you sound. Good for you.
I think it's fake. I haven't even had coffee yet.
You think it's fake? Well, at least you let me know now before I really got into it. Just want to let you know this is all fake. Lacey, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of here.
All right, Tammy, go grab some coffee or something.
All right.
Okay. Oh, there's the real Lacey. Okay. All right. Lacey, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than 10. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
Lady Gaga was reminded of a Facebook page her college classmates made saying she would never be famous, and said that it would be a good reminder that, quote, you can't give up when people doubt you or put you down. Who is the creator of Facebook?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Julie Bowen revealed that her character and Adam Sandler's are still together in Happy Gilmore 2. The movie doesn't have a release date yet. Julie went on to play Claire on what legendary sitcom?
I have no idea.
Poison will not be touring in 2025 because Bret Michaels needs a health tune-up and some family time. Of the following, what is not a Poison song? Look What the Cat Dragged In, Every Rose Has Its Thorn, or Don't Go Away Mad, Just Go Away?
Let's go with the third one. That's kind of long.
Britney Spears will most likely still have to pay her ex child support even after her son Jaden turns 18. Who's Britney's ex-husband and the father of her children?
I can't remember.
Okay, and finally, Ewan McGregor got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. McGregor played the younger version of who in the Star Wars saga?
Anakin.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Lacey, where are you off to today?
Oh, work.
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm just an HR manager.
Oh, HR man. Don't say just an HR manager. You're the HR manager. Come on, own it. Okay. Lacey did 2 out of 5, Cam.
Okay, all right.
Lady Gaga was reminded of a Facebook page her college classmates made saying she'd never be famous. And she said it would be a reminder that, quote, you can't give up when people doubt you or put you down. Mm-hmm. Who is the creator of Facebook?
Mark Zuckerberg.
That is right, Lacey. Knew that. 1-1. Julie Bowen revealed that her character and Adam Sandler's are still together in Happy Gilmore 2. The movie does not have a release date yet. Julie went on to play Claire on what legendary sitcom?
Modern Family.
Modern Family. Lacey didn't know. 2-1, Tam. Poison will not be touring in 2025 because Bret Michaels needs a health tune-up and some family time. Bret suffers from diabetes. Mm-hmm. Of the following, what is not a Poison song? Look What the Cat Dragged In, Every Rose Has Its Thorn, or Don't Go Away Mad, Just Go Away?
Hang on now. Wow. I'm all confused now because they all are real songs, right? But I just...
They're all real songs. Just pick one. That's all you got to do.
I'm confused on which
one. Nothing confusing
there,
about it.
I'm going to go the first one.
No, Look What the Cat Dragged In is actually the name of their first record. Okay. Don't Go Away Mad, Just Go Away is a Motley Crue song.
Motley Crue, okay.
Lacey went with that song, nice. So she got it right. 2-2-2. Britney Spears will most likely still have to pay her ex child support, even after her son Jaden turns 18. Who's Britney's ex-husband and the father of her children?
What's his name? The backup dancer.
Well, the former backup dancer.
Yeah. What the heck's his name? No, I can't think of it. I can't pull it.
Kevin Federline.
Kevin Federline, yeah.
Get a job.
Oh, I actually was going to say that.
Oh, well, Lacey, what stopped you?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I get up here and I'm like, man, that sounds really wrong. I'm going to sound like I haven't had any coffee yet. I'll just say nothing. I'll just say I don't know.
The number one rule to playing this, and any trivia game for that matter, is go with your first instinct. Okay.
Yeah.
Now it's still 2-2. And finally, Tammy, you and McGregor got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. McGregor played the younger version of who in the Star Wars saga?
Was he Obi-Wan Kenobi?
He was. Lacey didn't know. 3-2 is a final today for Tammy. So you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, Lacey, but we got some plans for you now.
Yep. A family 4-pack of tickets to Brick or Treat at Legoland, California as they celebrate Halloween.
That's so awesome. My kids are going to be very excited.
All right, Lacey. Enjoy your day at work. Sounds like you're super thrilled about it. And before you leave, we do have to have you say this.
I'm Lacey Anchulavista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood. With knowledge.
Ramona made national news this weekend, and not for a good reason. The reason is why some thief stole a kid's lemonade stand. He was trying to raise money to buy a dirt bike, and the guy stole his lemonade stand. I mean, who does this, right? The kid is named Liam. His mom is named Carrie.
It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got pop culture. Questions in there, you gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy. College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go out to Chula Vista. Say good morning to Lacey. Good morning, Lacey.
Good morning.
Oh, look how bright you sound. Good for you.
I think it's fake. I haven't even had coffee yet.
You think it's fake? Well, at least you let me know now before I really got into it. Just want to let you know this is all fake. Lacey, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of here.
All right, Tammy, go grab some coffee or something.
All right. Okay. Oh, there's a real Lacey. Okay. All right. Lacey, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than 10. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
Lady Gaga was reminded of a Facebook page her college classmates made saying she would never be famous and said that it would be a good reminder that, quote, you can't give up when people doubt you or put you down. Who is the creator of Facebook?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Julie Bowen revealed that her character and Adam Sandler's are still together in Happy Gilmore 2. The movie doesn't have a release date yet. Julie went on to play Claire on what legendary sitcom?
I have no idea.
Poison will not be touring in 2025 because Bret Michaels needs a health tune-up and some family time. Of the following, what is not a Poison song? Look What the Cat Dragged In, Every Rose Has Its Thorn, or Don't Go Away Mad, Just Go Away?
Let's go with the third one. That's kind of long.
Britney Spears will most likely still have to pay her ex child support even after her son Jaden turns 18. Who's Britney's ex-husband and the father of her children?
I can't remember.
Okay, and finally, Ewan McGregor got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. McGregor played the younger version of who in the Star Wars saga?
Anakin.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Lacey, where are you off to today?
Oh, work.
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm just like an HR manager.
Oh, HR man. Don't say just an HR manager. You're the HR manager. Come on, own it. Okay. Lacey did 2 out of 5, Cam.
Okay, all right.
Lady Gaga was reminded of a Facebook page her college classmates made saying she'd never be famous. And she said it would be a reminder that, quote, you can't give up when people doubt you or put you down.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the creator of Facebook?
Mark Zuckerberg.
That is right, Lacey. Knew that. 1-1. Julie Bowen revealed that her character and Adam Sandler's are still together in Happy Gilmore 2. The movie does not have a release date yet. Julie went on to play Claire on what legendary sitcom?
Modern Family.
Modern Family. Lacey didn't know. 2-1, Tam. Poison will not be touring in 2025 because Bret Michaels needs a health tune-up and some family time. Bret suffers from diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Of the following, what is not a Poison song? Look What the Cat Dragged In, Every Rose Has Its Thorn, or Don't Go Away Mad, Just Go Away?
Hang on now. Wow. I'm all confused now because they all are real songs, right? But I just...
They're all
you got
real
a band.
Songs. Just pick one. That's all you got to do.
I'm confused on which
one. Nothing
not
confusing
there,
about it.
I'm going to go the first one.
No, Look What the Cat Dragged In is actually the name of their first record.
Okay.
Don't Go Away Mad, Just Go Away is a Motley Crue song.
Motley Crue, okay.
Lacey went with that song, nice. So she got it right. 2-2. Britney Spears will most likely still have to pay her ex child support even after her son Jaden turns 18. Who's Britney's ex-husband and the father of her children?
What's his name? The backup dancer.
No, the former backup dancer.
Yeah. What the heck's his name? No, I can't think of it. I can't pull it.
Kevin Federline.
Kevin Federline, yeah.
Get a job.
Oh, I actually was going to say that.
Oh, well, Lacey, what stopped you?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I get up here and I'm like, man, that sounds really wrong. I'm going to sound like I haven't had any coffee yet. I'll just say I don't know.
The number one rule to playing this, in any trivia game for that matter, is go with your first instinct. Okay.
Yes.
It's still 2-2. And finally, Tammy, Ewan McGregor got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. McGregor played the younger version of who in the Star Wars saga?
Was he Obi-Wan Kenobi?
He was. Lacey didn't know. 3-2 is a final today for Tammy. So you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, Lacey, but we got some plans for you now.
Yep. A family 4-pack of tickets to Brick or Treat at Legoland, California as they celebrate Halloween.
That's so awesome. My kids are going to be very excited.
All right, Lacey. Enjoy your day at work. Sounds like you're super thrilled about it. And before you leave, we do have to have you say this.
I'm Lacey in Chula Vista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Ramona made national news this weekend, and not for a good reason. The reason is why some thief stole a kid's lemonade stand. He was trying to raise money to buy a dirt bike, and the guy stole his lemonade stand. I mean, who does this, right? The kid is named Liam. His mom is named Carrie. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
What a whirlwind your life has become since this you-know-what just pulls over and decides to help himself to something that's not his.
Right.
So, Carrie, for those who don't know this story, tell us what happened to your son Liam's lemonade stand.
He's been doing these lemonade stands for probably a little over a year. It's just something he started with a friend and then kind of just continued to do on his own to, you know, save and kind of earn and put money towards, you know, things that he wants here and there. And so this particular day he went out there and he, you know, he brought his table and his chair out and his sign. And we live, you know, pretty close to the corner where, you know, he does these. So he ran back to the house to grab, you know, some cups, the rest of his supplies. And literally in that 2 minutes, this person pulls up, you know, throws all of his stuff in the back of the car, throws his sign across the parking lot, and then just takes off right as my son is running back, you know, chasing after him as he's pulling away.
And watching the footage, it's just so, how do you even describe it? It's so blatantly disrespectful, just going ahead and just stealing something in broad daylight.
Yeah, and you know, at first I'm like, you know, maybe was it a misunderstanding? Did he think it was free? Because people do that, you know, they put stuff by the side of the road. So I tried to kind of take it with a grain of salt at first, but, you know, in watching the video, there's so many signs that you can tell that he had to have known. There's no way he didn't know. He read the sign. He saw my son running towards him as he, you know, as he did the U-turn and pulled away. You can see him looking around to make sure if anybody's looking at him. So at this point, you know, I don't really know that it's a misunderstanding. I kind of think he knew what he was doing.
And then Liam running towards the table as he puts it in his truck.
Yeah.
So we heard that Liam is up. Does he want to chat at all?
He is. Here, John and Tammy.
Hello.
Hey, Liam.
Good morning, honey.
Not the best way to be famous, is it?
Well, not really, but I feel like an adventure, though.
How long did you think you'd have to run your lemonade stand to get that goal of getting the dirt bike that you wanted?
Probably for a couple months.
Yeah. And you've been working hard.
Yeah.
Liam, your mom mentioned that you've been doing this for a while just to raise money to get things. So this is your way of having a part-time job.
It's a job, yeah.
Yes.
It's hard to believe, isn't it, Liam, that someone would just pull over and just take something that doesn't belong to them. What were you thinking when you saw it happen?
Just like, I didn't know people could be this mean.
Oh, honey. Well, Carrie, we got to do something for Liam, obviously. I mean, we're not just here to share the story, you know, and we're working on some things.
As a matter of fact, we've heard that Ramona has actually stepped up and, like, say, no, not on our watch.
Oh, my God. Ramona has shown up for him. I mean, but honestly, that's typical Ramona. The people are great, and it's such a close-knit community. And, you know, Ramona is very, it values its entrepreneurs and its small business owners. It's just, it's like a family community up here. So honestly, it doesn't surprise me that happened. That was obviously not our goal, but our community has been amazing in this.
Well, we're working on some things. We're gonna try to make this happen on Friday. We want to do something about it and something positive, and that's what we're working on. Okay, Carrie?
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
We couldn't be more vague than we're being right now.
That's okay. Everything you guys do is amazing, and I know everybody turns out for KSON too, so I'm sure whatever it is will be a great time and for a great cause, and we definitely look forward to working with you guys.
Wow, that's very kind. So something is going to happen, and that's basically all we know right now. Something is happening. All right.
We'll get more,
tell Liam thank you for giving us this time this morning. We know it's tough to talk to people at any time of the morning.
We woke him up early, but he's a trooper.
We'll be in touch, okay? Hang in there.
All right, thanks so much, guys.
I mean, the video is just it's so disgusting to just watch somebody blatantly just take something that's not yours.
It's called stealing. Thievery.
I know. It's just, anyway, we're going to make this right for Liam and his family.
Will Jelly Roll end up in a TV show? That's coming up next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Jelly Roll performed beautifully, I Am Not Okay, at last night's Emmy Awards during the In Memoriam segment, and it did strike a bit of confusion for some people.
He addressed why he chose this song for this segment.
I believe that music is therapeutic. I believe that music can heal. I also believe that storytelling is just as cathartic. I hope that this song can act as a healing moment for those mourning the storytellers we have lost this year. If you are feeling lost or alone tonight, I want you to know that it's okay to not always be okay.
You know, I kind of understand where he's going there because I, you know, as people were kind of like, I don't quite understand why this song is the In Memoriam. But when you lose someone super close to you, that can be so overwhelming that you don't feel like going on. So I guess I kind of understand how he utilizes that in his thought process here.
I don't think anybody was really complaining about the song per se. I think they were kind of confused because the song, as it mentioned, deals with depression and suicidal thoughts. And I think some people were like, wow, did these people pass that way? I think that was really the only issue, quote unquote. Other issues were people that were left out of the In Memoriam, as there always are every year. My daughter was up in arms about the fact that Matthew Perry wasn't honored until I reminded her they had two Emmy Awards this year because mm-hmm. of the writer's strike. There was one, I believe, in January or February.
January, yep.
And that is when they paid tribute to Matthew Perry.
Jelly Roll also mentioned something interesting on the red carpet. He wants to get into a TV show.
Listen, I'm telling you, man, I'm watching everything I watch on my tour bus and living room right behind it. Man, I want to be in a TV show now. So I can come every year, dude. I'm calling all my country music friends to tell them we are missing the mark, dude. We got to be at the Emmys.
I mean, last year he said, I want to headline Stagecoach, and he's headlining Stagecoach. Mm-hmm. So I imagine now he's probably got five or six TV offers.
I wouldn't doubt it. I'm trying to think of what we make him. Maybe like the singing pastor who also solves crimes
at
night.
The singing pastor that also solves crimes.
Yeah.
Wow.
It'll work.
So many hats to wear. Do I sing? Do I preach? Or do I solve a crime? How about we do all three?
Yeah.
This fall.
While he's solving a crime and he captures somebody, he saves them and, you know, puts them on the right path.
I was thinking about hosting a reality tattoo show, but yes, that's more realistic. A singing preacher who solves crimes.
Yes.
Starring Jelly Roll. All right, 8:05, we're going to announce the first winner of Stagecoach tickets in Southern California. Hopefully it's your name, and hopefully if it is, you call back within 10 minutes. John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach tickets are on sale at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show. A jam-packed waterfront park Saturday mm-hmm. night. So many cool people, so many high fives, so many partiers to see Jason Aldean and Dustin Lynch and Ian Munsick and Haley Witters. It was another great Boots in the Park.
It was great getting an opportunity to meet so many of you that we haven't met already. What is your name and what part of San Diego are you from?
Hi, I'm Lily and I am from San Diego.
Okay, Lily, what are you looking forward to most on Monday morning?
Oh, listening at 8:05 a.m. every morning, weekdays, for John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach.
Oh my God, I love it! You gotta get in here too. What is your name?
My name is Ashley. I'm from Eastlake in San Diego, Chula okay. Vista.
Who do you want to see the most?
Zach Bryan.
Are you kidding me? Also, okay, Lana Del Rey, such a plot twist. Was okay. not expecting her on the lineup, but oddly, so excited.
I will
for
cry
her.
If I see Zach Bryan, so.
Fair.
I love the fact that you said plot twist, because I think that's what a lot of people thought. Also, the Backstreet Boys.
Hello, good morning.
All right, girls, hopefully we'll call your names.
Fingers crossed.
And high five, girls.
Yes.
Because John is not here, so I get extra
just
high fives.
Just Tammy.
Yes.
Oh, John was there, unless the video and the pictures of us on stage together were a figment of my imagination.
John was no longer there. This was later in the night, and you had already left when I talked to those two young ladies.
And this is why Tammy is now in the lead again, for our 100,000 high fives. Turns out she never stops working.
You had the chance to stay ahead of me. I'm sorry.
Well, the good news is I am here now, as is Tammy, because we have a very important announcement to make.
On the road again. John and Tammy on the road again.
Steve Zelfin of San Diego. Steve Zelfin of San Diego. You're our first name. Be our first winner by calling back within 10 minutes, 833-287-1037.
It's John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach, and you, Steve, call back, will be the first person in America, in the world, in the galaxy.
Yes.
Let's really blow this out of proportion to win tickets to Stagecoach. 833-287-1037. Good luck, Steve. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got five pop culture questions in there. We got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Veronica in Escondido. Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio.
Sorry, Tammy, you gotta go. We'll see you in a few.
All right, good luck.
All right, Veronica, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. Get it $100 thanks to Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, at garagedoorandgatestore.com. A reminder to you, Veronica, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Selena Gomez is now worth $1.3 billion, and at 32, it makes her one of the youngest self-made billionaires in America. Also on that list is Taylor Swift. Who's worth more, Taylor, Selena, or they're both worth the same?
I would say Taylor.
85 years ago this week, Canada declared war on Germany. What is the symbol on the Canadian flag?
A leaf?
A trailer for Max's remake of Salem's Lot is out, and it looks terrifying. Salem's Lot is based on a novel by which horror novelist?
Stephen King?
Casting is underway for the Harry Potter series HBO is making. How did you find out what house you were put in on your first day at Hogwarts?
By a test.
And finally, Tom Hardy had a birthday over the weekend. He played Bane, the villain, in which Christian Bale Batman movie?
The Dark Knight Rises.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Veronica, what's on your schedule today?
Oh, man, I'm barely getting my morning going. I've got trying to make my lunch here, listening to you guys.
Right on. What are we having for lunch?
I was just going to make a sandwich.
What kind of sandwich are we talking?
It's going to be a honey ham sandwich.
Okay. Mm. On rye bread with mustard?
No, just on wheat.
Can we change your mind about that? Oh. I'm a big ham on rye with mustard guy. No? Okay. Turns out people have their own taste, Tammy.
It's weird.
They don't need mine. Veronica did 3 out of 5.
Nice job, Veronica.
Tammy, Selena Gomez is now worth $1.3 billion. And at 32, it makes her one of the youngest self-made billionaires in America. Also on that list is Taylor Swift. So who's worth more, Taylor, Selena, or they're both worth the same?
Aw. I'm going to go ahead and say Taylor.
They are both under 35, and they are both worth $1.3 billion. They're both worth the same. Veronica also went Taylor, 0-0. 85 years ago this week, did you know this? Canada declare war on Germany?
Mm-hmm.
What is the symbol of the Canadian flag?
It's a maple leaf.
It's a leaf, yeah, maple leaf. Veronica knew that. It's 1-1. A trailer from Max's remake of Salem's Lot is out, and it looks terrifying. Salem's Lot's based on a novel by which horror novelist?
Stephen King.
The original was a made-for-TV movie. It was on for several days. They used to call them miniseries. Remember
mm-hmm.
those, Tammy?
Mm-hmm.
My parents put me to bed, and I snuck down, and I was so angry with myself for sneaking down because I watched Salem's Lot from behind my parents' couch, and to this day, it scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
It comes out October 3rd, by the way. You know, not going to do it?
No.
No?
No.
You don't like horror movies?
Mm,
oh, man.
It depends.
I love them.
It depends.
All right. Anyway, it's 2-2. Casting's underway for the Harry Potter series HBO is making. How did you find out what house you were put in on your first day at Hogwarts?
Boy, I have absolutely no idea. So what kind of a fun guess can I make?
I like that you're making it fun.
I'm going to say it was picked out of a hat.
Actually, I think that's kind of right. The sorting hat is who told you. Jessica, are we going to give that to her? I think we have to give that to her.
Producer Jess?
Well, no, the hat's put on you, so you don't, like, pick no. it out of a hat.
Yeah, the hat.
You put the hat tells you. It's not like you're, it's like a piece of paper and hat.
Right. I mean, I don't know.
The hat's
the hat
on
picks
you.
You don't pick out of the hat. Right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Go back to what you were doing. Veronica, I'm sorry. You both got that wrong. Okay. You said a test. Tammy yeah. said picked out of a hat. Tammy is very upset with that decision.
No,
by the way. Oh, I can see
I'm
the rage. I can see the rage in your eyes.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Try to calm down. It's still 2-2. But here's the deal. Veronica got this next one right.
Okay.
Which means you have to get this right.
Mm-hmm.
Or Veronica wins $100 of your money.
Okay.
Veronica, good luck to you.
What?
Tom Hardy had a birthday over the weekend, Tam. He played Bane, the villain, in which Christian Bale Batman movie?
Dark Knight Rises?
Oh, yeah. Oh. I know, Veronica.
That's okay.
That is correct. Forcing a tie and therefore a win for Tammy. You're not going to get any of Tam's money, but we do have a great prize for you, Veronica.
Yes, you now have a family four-pack to Brick-O-Treat. Lego Monsters are taking over the kids' Halloween celebration at Legoland California Resort.
Awesome. My kids are going to love that. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome, Veronica. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Yeah.
Can I have some time to vent about my horrible football day yesterday?
Because you have how many fantasy football leagues?
Yes or no? Can I have some time?
Answer that question first. Four. All right. I'm going to put on a timer, but it's going to be very short, John. You ready?
Yes.
Go.
I hate my fantasy football teams. I have four of them. They all got beaten badly yesterday. And my Chicago Bears, a horrible team as well. How about that? That's all I really needed.
Wow.
I know. That's it.
Shocking.
How much time should you give me anyway?
10 seconds.
10 seconds. That's all I get? I don't disagree with that. Yesterday, we went to, as we talked about earlier this morning, to the renewal of a vow ceremony. We brought Drew Baldridge with us. Tammy mm-hmm. officiated. I got to play harmonica. It was a beautiful, beautiful afternoon.
It was. By the way, you can see the video at KSON and John and Tammy socials.
I didn't know that the American Legion Hall in Escondido had that beautiful little backyard. Mm-hmm. If you know, you know. But I didn't know, and now I do. Anyway, all I kept saying to people yesterday was, thank you for letting me come here, getting me out of my house so I don't have to watch what's happening to my teams.
And every other sentence was about that.
And guess what? They all said, hey, we don't care. It got obnoxious when I was telling Drew Baldridge that, and he said, hey, can I sing my song?
Yeah,
I'm on the microphone right now. It's going to be a long season, Tam. And I'm saying that for you, not for me.
I know. Greg is coming in next. We'll find out if he had maybe a bad fantasy football Sunday as well. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Belly Roll performed beautifully, I Am Not Okay, at last night's Emmy Awards during the In Memoriam segment. And it did strike a bit of confusion for some people.
He addressed why he chose this song for this segment.
I believe that music is therapeutic. I believe that music can heal. I also believe that storytelling is just as cathartic. I hope that this song can act as a healing moment for those mourning the storytellers we have lost this year. If you are feeling lost or alone tonight, I want you to know that it's okay to not always be okay.
You know, I kind of understand where he's going there because as people were kind of like, I don't quite understand why this song is the In Memoriam. But when you lose someone super close to you, that can be so overwhelming that you don't feel like going on. So I guess I kind of understand how he utilizes that in his thought process here.
I don't think anybody was really complaining about the song, per se. I think they were kind of confused because the song, as it mentioned, deals with depression and suicidal thoughts. And I think some people were like, wow, did these people pass that way? I think that was really the only issue, quote unquote. Other issues were people that were left out of the In Memoriam, as there always are every year. My daughter was up in arms about the fact that Matthew Perry wasn't honored until I reminded her they had two Emmy Awards this year because mm-hmm. of the writer's strike. There was one, I believe, in January or February.
January, yep.
And that is when they paid tribute to Matthew Perry.
Jelly Roll also mentioned something interesting on the red carpet. He wants to get into a TV show.
Listen, I'm telling you, man, I'm watching everything I watch on my tour bus and living room mm-hmm. right behind it. Man, I want to be in a TV show now so I can come every year, dude. I'm calling all my country music friends and tell them we're missing the mark, dude. We got to be at the Emmys.
I mean, last year he said, I want to headline Stagecoach, and he's headlining Stagecoach, mm-hmm. so I imagine now he's probably got 5 or 6 TV offers.
I wouldn't doubt it. I'm trying to think of what we make him. Maybe like the singing pastor who also solves crimes
the
at night.
The singing pastor that also solves crimes.
Yeah.
Wow.
It'll work.
So many hats to wear. Do I sing, do I preach, or do I solve a crime? How about we do all three?
Yes.
This fall.
While he's solving a crime and he captures somebody, he saves them and, you know, puts them on the right path.
I was thinking of like hosting a reality tattoo show, but yes, that's more realistic. A singing preacher who solves crimes.
Yes.
Starring Jelly Roll. Right. All right, 8:05, we're going to announce the first winner of Stagecoach tickets in Southern California. Hopefully it's your name, and hopefully if it is, you call back within 10 minutes. John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach tickets are on sale at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. A jam-packed waterfront park Saturday night. So many cool people, so many high fives, so many partiers to see Jason Aldean and Dustin Lynch and Ian Munsick and Haley Witters. It was another great Boots in the Park.
It was great getting an opportunity to meet so many of you that we haven't met already. What is your name and what part of San Diego are you from?
Hi, I'm Lily and I'm from San Diego.
Okay, Lily, what are you looking forward to most on Monday morning?
Oh, listening at 8:05 a.m. every morning, weekdays, for John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach.
Oh my God, I love it! You gotta get in here too. What is your name?
My name is Ashley. I'm from Eastlake in San Diego, Chula Vista.
Who do you want to see the most?
Doug Bryan.
Also, okay, Lana Del Rey, such a plot twist. Was not expecting her on the lineup, but oddly, so excited
for
her.
I will cry if I see Zach Bryan, so.
Fair.
Okay. I love the fact that you said plot twist, because I think that's what a lot of people thought. Also, Backstreet Boys.
Right? Hello, good morning.
All right, girls, hopefully we'll call your name.
And
high five, girls.
Yes.
Because John is not here, so I get extra
just
high
Tammy.
Fives.
Heck yeah!
Oh, John was there, unless the video and the pictures of us on stage together were a figment of my imagination.
John was no longer there. This was later in the night, and you had already left when I talked to those two young ladies.
And this is why Tammy is now in the lead again, for our 100,000 high fives. Turns out she never stops working.
You had the chance to stay ahead of me. I'm sorry.
Well, the good news is I am here now, as is Tammy, because we have a very important announcement to make.
On the road again. John and Tammy on the road again.
Steve Zelfin of San Diego. Steve Zelfin of San Diego. You're our first name. Be our first winner by calling back within 10 minutes, 833-287-1037.
It's John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach, and you, Steve, call back, will be the first person in America, in the world, in the galaxy.
Yes.
Let's really blow this out of proportion to win tickets to Stagecoach. 833-287-1037. Good luck, Steve. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy, college of Hollywood knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Veronica in Escondido. Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio.
Sorry, Tammy, you gotta go. We'll see you in a few.
All right, good luck.
All right, Veronica, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. Get $100 thanks to Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, at garagedoorandgatestore.com. A reminder to you, Veronica, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Selena Gomez is now worth $1.3 billion, and at 32, it makes her one of the youngest self-made billionaires in America. Also on that list is Taylor Swift. Who's worth more, Taylor, Selena, or they're both worth the same?
I would say Taylor.
85 years ago this week, Canada declared war on Germany. What is the symbol on the Canadian flag?
A leaf?
A trailer for Max's remake of Salem's Lot is out, and it looks terrifying. Salem's Lot is based on a novel by which horror novelist?
Stephen King?
Casting is underway for the Harry Potter series HBO is making. How did you find out what house you were put in on your first day at Hogwarts?
By a test?
And finally, Tom Hardy had a birthday over the weekend. He played Bane, the villain, in which Christian Bale Batman movie?
The Dark Knight Rises.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Veronica, what's on your schedule today?
Oh, man, I'm barely getting my morning going. I've got trying to make my lunch here, listening to you guys.
Right on. What are we having for lunch?
I was just going to make a sandwich.
What kind of sandwich are we talking?
It's going to be a honey ham sandwich.
Okay. Mm. On rye bread with mustard?
No, just on wheat.
Can we change your mind about that? Oh. I'm a big ham on rye with mustard guy. No? Okay. Turns out people have their own taste, Tammy.
It's weird.
They don't need mine. Veronica did 3 out of 5.
Nice job, Veronica.
Tammy, Selena Gomez is now worth $1.3 billion. And at 32, it makes her one of the youngest self-made billionaires in America. Also on that list is Taylor Swift. So who's worth more, Taylor, Selena, or they're both worth the same?
Aw. I'm going to go ahead and say Taylor.
They are both under 35, and they are both worth $1.3 billion. They're both worth the same. Veronica also went Taylor. 0-0. 85 years ago this week, did you know this? Canada declared war on Germany?
Mm-hmm.
What is the symbol of the Canadian flag?
It's a maple leaf.
It's a leaf, yeah, maple leaf. Veronica knew that. It's 1-1. A trailer from Max's remake of Salem's Lot is out, and it looks terrifying. Salem's Lot's based on a novel by which horror novelist?
Stephen King.
The original was a made-for-TV movie. It was on for several days. They used to call them miniseries. Remember
mm-hmm.
those, Tammy?
Mm-hmm.
My parents put me to bed, and I snuck down, and I was so angry with myself for sneaking down because I watched Salem's Lot from behind my parents' couch, and to this day, it scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
It comes out October 3rd, by the way. You know, not going to do it?
No.
No?
No.
You don't like horror movies?
Mm,
oh, man.
It depends.
I love
it. It depends.
All right. Anyway, it's 2-2. Casting's underway for the Harry Potter series HBO is making. How did you find out what house you were put in on your first day at Hogwarts?
Boy, I have absolutely no idea. So what kind of a fun guess can I make?
I like that you're making it fun.
I'm going to say it was picked out of a hat.
Actually, I think that's kind of right. The sorting hat is who told you. Jessica, are we going to give that to her? I think we have to give that to her.
Producer Jess?
Well, no, the hat's put on you, so you don't, like, pick it out of a hat.
Yeah, the hat.
You put the hat tells you. It's not like it's like a piece of paper and hat.
Right. I mean, I don't know.
The hat's
the hat
on
picks you.
You.
You don't pick out of the hat. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Go back to what you were doing. Veronica, I'm sorry. You both got that wrong.
Okay.
You said a test. Tammy said picked out of a hat. Tammy is very upset with that decision.
No,
by the way. Oh, I can see
I'm
the rage. I can see the rage in your eyes.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Try to calm down. It's still 2-2. But here's the deal. Veronica got this next one right.
Okay.
Which means you have to get this right.
Mm-hmm.
Or Veronica wins $100 of your money.
Okay.
Veronica, good luck to you.
Yes.
Tom Hardy had a birthday over the weekend, Tam. He played Bane, the villain, in which Christian Bale Batman movie?
Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I know, Veronica.
That's okay.
That is correct. Forcing a tie and therefore a win for Tammy. You're not going to get any of Tam's money, but we do have a great prize for you, Veronica.
Yes, you now have a family four-pack to Brick-O-Treat. Lego Monsters are taking over the kids' Halloween celebration at Legoland California Resort.
Awesome. My kids are going to love that. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome, Veronica. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Yeah.
Can I have some time to vent about my horrible football day yesterday?
Because you have how many fantasy football leagues?
Yes or no? Can I have some time?
Answer that question first. Four. All right. I'm going to put on a timer, but it's going to be very short, John. You ready?
Yes.
Go.
I hate my fantasy football teams. I have four of them. They all got beaten badly yesterday. And my Chicago Bears, a horrible team as well. How about that? That's all I really needed.
Wow.
I know. That's it.
Shocking.
How much time should you give me anyway?
10 seconds.
10 seconds. That's all I get? I don't disagree with that. Yesterday, we went to, as we talked about earlier this morning, to the renewal of a vow ceremony. We brought Drew Baldridge with us. Tammy mm-hmm. officiated. I got to play harmonica. It was a beautiful, beautiful afternoon.
It was. By the way, you can see the video at KSON and John and Tammy's socials.
I didn't know that the American Legion Hall in Escondido had that beautiful little backyard. Mm-hmm. If you know, you know. But I didn't know, and now I do. Anyway, all I kept saying to people yesterday was, thank you for letting me come here, getting me out of my house so I don't have to watch what's happening to my teams.
And every other sentence was about that.
And guess what? They all said, hey, we don't care. It got obnoxious when I was telling Drew Baldridge that, and he said, hey, can I sing my song?
Yeah,
I'm on the microphone right now. It's going to be a long season, Tam. I'm saying that for you, not for me.
I know. Greg is coming in next. We'll find out if he had maybe a bad fantasy football Sunday as well. John and Tam, he's San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Veronica in Escondido. Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio.
Sorry, Tammy, you gotta go. We'll see you in a few.
All right, good luck.
All right, Veronica, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get it $100 thanks to Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, at garagedoorandgatestore.com. A reminder to you, Veronica, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Selena Gomez is now worth $1.3 billion, and at 32, it makes her one of the youngest self-made billionaires in America. Also on that list is Taylor Swift. Who's worth more, Taylor, Selena, or they're both worth the same?
I would say Taylor.
85 years ago this week, Canada declared war on Germany. What is the symbol on the Canadian flag?
A leaf?
A trailer for Max's remake of Salem's Lot is out, and it looks terrifying. Salem's Lot is based on a novel by which horror novelist?
Stephen King?
Casting is underway for the Harry Potter series HBO is making. How did you find out what house you were put in on your first day at Hogwarts?
By a test.
And finally, Tom Hardy had a birthday over the weekend. He played Bane, the villain, in which Christian Bale Batman movie?
The Dark Knight Rises.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Veronica, what's on your schedule today?
Oh, man, I'm barely getting my morning going. I've got trying to make my lunch here, listening to you guys.
Right on. What are we having for lunch?
I was just going to make a sandwich.
What kind of sandwich are we talking?
It's going to be a honey ham sandwich.
Okay. Mm. On rye bread with mustard?
No, just on wheat.
Can we change your mind about that? I'm a big ham on rye with mustard guy. No? Okay. Turns out people have their own taste, Tammy.
It's weird.
They don't need mine. Veronica did 3 out of 5.
Nice job, Veronica.
Tammy, Selena Gomez is now worth $1.3 billion. And at 32, it makes her one of the youngest self-made billionaires in America. Also on that list is Taylor Swift. So who's worth more, Taylor, Selena, or they're both worth the same?
Aww. I'm going to go ahead and say Taylor.
They are both under 35, and they are both worth $1.3 billion. They're both worth the same. Veronica also went Taylor. 0-0. 85 years ago this week. Did you know this? Canada declare war on Germany?
Mm-hmm.
What is the symbol of the Canadian flag?
It's a maple leaf.
It's a leaf, yeah. Maple leaf. Veronica knew that. It's 1-1. A trailer from Max's remake of Salem's Lot is out, and it looks terrifying. Salem's Lot's based on a novel by which horror novelist?
Stephen King.
The original was a made-for-TV movie. It was on for several days. They used to call it miniseries. Remember
mm-hmm.
those, Tammy?
Mm-hmm.
My parents put me to bed, and I snuck down, and I was so angry with myself for sneaking down because I watched Salem's Lot from behind my parents' couch, and to this day, it scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
It comes out October 3rd, by the way. You know, not going to do it?
No.
No?
No.
You don't like horror movies?
Oh, man. It depends. I love them. It depends.
All right. Anyway, it's 2-2. Casting's underway for the Harry Potter series HBO is making. How did you find out what house you were put in on your first day at Hogwarts?
Boy, I have absolutely no idea. So what kind of a fun guess can I make?
I like that you're making it fun.
I'm going to say it was picked out of a hat.
Actually, I think that's kind of right. The sorting hat is who told you. Jessica, are we going to give that to her? I think we have to give that to her.
Producer Jess?
Well, no, the hat's put on you. So you don't, like, pick it out of a hat.
Yeah, the hat.
You put the hat tells you. It's not like it's like a piece of paper and a hat.
Right. I mean, I don't know.
The hat's
the hat picks you. You don't pick out of the hat. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Go back to what you were doing. Veronica, I'm sorry. You both got that wrong. Okay. You said a test. Tammy said picked out of the hat. Tammy is very upset with that decision.
No,
by the way. Oh, I can see
I'm
the rage. I can see the rage in your eyes.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Try to calm down. It's still 2-2. But here's the deal. Veronica got this next one right.
Okay.
Which means you have to get this right.
Mm-hmm.
Or Veronica wins $100 of your money.
Okay.
Veronica, good luck to you.
Yes?
Tom Hardy had a birthday over the weekend, Tam. He played Bane, the villain, in which Christian Bale Batman movie?
Dark Knight Rises?
Oh, yeah. I know, Veronica.
That's okay.
That is correct. Forcing a tie and therefore a win for Tammy. You're not going to get any of Tam's money, but we do have a great prize for you, Veronica.
Yes, you now have a family four-pack to Brick-O-Treat. Lego Monsters are taking over the kids' Halloween celebration at Legoland California Resort.
Awesome. My kids are going to love that. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome, Veronica. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Yeah.
Can I have some time to vent about my horrible football day yesterday?
Because you have how many fantasy football leagues?
Yes or no? Can I have some time?
Answer that question first. Four. All right. I'm going to put on a timer, but it's going to be very short, John. You ready?
Yes.
Go.
I hate my fantasy football teams. I have four of them. They all got beaten badly yesterday. And my Chicago Bears, a horrible team as well. How about that? That's all I really needed.
Wow.
I know. That's it.
Shocking.
How much time should you give me anyway?
10 seconds.
10 seconds. That's all I get? I don't disagree with that. Yesterday, we went to, as we talked about earlier this morning, to the renewal of a vow ceremony. We brought Drew Baldridge with us. Tammy officiated. I got to play harmonica. It was a beautiful, beautiful afternoon.
It was. By the way, you can see the video at KSON and John and Tammy socials.
I didn't know that the American Legion Hall in Escondido had that beautiful little backyard. Mm-hmm. If you know, you know. But I didn't know, and now I do. Anyway, all I kept saying to people yesterday was, thank you for letting me come here, getting me out of my house so I don't have to watch what's happening to my teams.
And every other sentence was about that.
And guess what? They all said, hey, we don't care. It got obnoxious when I was telling Drew Baldridge that, and he said, hey, can I sing my song?
Yeah,
I'm on the microphone right now. It's going to be a long season, Tam. I'm saying that for you, not for me.
I know. Greg is coming in next. We'll find out if he had maybe a bad fantasy football Sunday as well. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.